Our guest is Ribblehead School District Superintendent Lori Mannion, and she is here with an update from the latest school board meeting up in Ribblehead. If you would, Lori, share with us what went on up in Ribblehead.
You bet. Well, first of all, we want to say congratulations to our Redmond boys baseball team, who are state-bound for a second year in a row. So pretty exciting news up here in Ribblehead, and we want to just wish the best of luck to our boys as they head off to the state tournament. And just a reminder that they'll be playing the second game, so it'll be sometime after 10 a.m. in Grand Chute near Appleton. So many of you traveled that direction last year, and we hope to see you all there again this week. So their first game here is coming up on Wednesday. So good luck to our boys Redmond baseball team. And now for a review of our board meeting on June 9th, I started out with going through some of our highlights from the year, and of course, started out with the boys baseball team to state and kind of summarized what we did last summer with our referendum work beginning. And we had all kinds of things going on with Culture of Champions and Representative Sean Duffy recognizing Jeff Zonlo as a Purple Heart recipient during our Veterans Day ceremony. Hall of Fame just around the corner. Dr. Joseph Zonlo was inducted into our Hall of Fame. So a lot of Zonlo's names coming into play. Personalized learning really took off this year. Our district is solidly doing personalized learning and a lot of things with career and college readiness. Later in the year, our elementary school was recognized as a Title I School of Recognition. And that same month of March, we had Matt Robish and Brooke Bueller recognized in the Cole Foundation Award. So exciting things going on there. And we started our one-to-one Chromebook pilot. We sent 24 competitors to our state forensics meet in Madison, so that was exciting. Had a huge post-prom, 70 Ribblehead High School students participated in that. Huge support from the community, 24 grand prizes of a value of $100 or more, so that was pretty great. Dollars for scholars given out by our fifth grade students for four of our high schoolers. So that was exciting there. Just all kinds of things going on. State music, 25 students attended that contest. And Ann Hofflin earned Exemplary Soloist Award. So congratulations to Anna on that. And Washington, D.C. trip, we had kids leaving this week for that. And our group of high schoolers returned from Costa Rica last week. So just looking forward to all kinds of good things continuing for next year. And then we dropped into a budget overview. Not so much good news there. We are $100,000 less in revenue, it's looking like right now, and then we're going to see an increase of approximately $50,000 in salaries and another $50,000 in health insurance. So we're going to be dipping into our fund balance as it looks right now. Hopefully, as our numbers get firmed up, we technically have to wait through October before we get the actual final numbers. So hopefully those numbers will look better. A reminder to our community, Hall of Fame application deadline for 2016-17 is this June 30th. So that's Thursday, June 30th. And just a reminder for those of you who are submitting applications or nominees, please give us all kinds of good information that really helps the committee when during the selection process. The board approved a hire of Deanne LaSavage for our business ed teacher, so we're excited to have Deanne come this direction. She's got all kinds of innovative ideas that will be shared in our business ed area. Summer maintenance projects, Mr. Cardi talked about a variety of different things that he has been bringing through the facility committee just to make sure that they're all on board, and so he proposed through that committee a series of different things going on, including blacktop repair and a few other things like painting and gym floor refinishing, replacing the white shed down by the high school. And some of these things are total in the Fund 10 expenditures, and others are still using some of our Fund 49, which was our referendum monies. It still falls under that category. So we will be working on those things this summer, and the board did approve that. And then we talked about summer Fund 80 projects, and the board gave permission to move on anything that was approved earlier in the year. So we'll be finishing up the light pole replacement down there by the baseball field. That should be done by the end of this month. We're going to do some upgrades to some of our fitness center items in their equipment, and then the final installation of the fitness equipment on our community fitness trail here around the campus. And we had some issues with our mower. our moor deck needs replacement, so the board approved moving forward on replacing that moor deck. We had hoped to have our dental insurance renewal. That's not back yet, so that's pushed to July. But the board did move forward with a 6.5 increase with Security Health for health insurance for 16-17. And we were fortunate last year when we went out to bid Security Health, we had worked to make sure that the second year was going to stay below at or below 6.5%, which was a good thing because we all know health insurance is going up and we would have probably been in the range of 18% increase. So fortunately, we were locked in and couldn't go higher than 6.5. So the board did move forward on that. Regarding HRA options, the board decided to keep the HRA as it is. They did change the payout language to say that teachers need to have been in our district for 5 years before they are able to take away their rollover monies in HRA. The board then moved on to accepting policy additions and revisions, their second reading. So there are several. As the community knows, we're making our way through our board policy manual and trying to update that as we go. So a bunch of them got approved last Thursday. And then finally, the board did approve the 2016-17 employee handbook revisions. And so I think that was it for the evening.
Once again, our guest has been Rib Lake Superintendent Lori Mannion. Thanks so much for sharing, Lori, and go Redmond.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat.